Peace, God.
Peace to the God.
How you, God?
I'm studying 120 right now. Call me back at the God hour.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Kyrie, fresh off a 50 burger. Maybe the most efficient game all season from any player.
Yeah, but then he can't play in 2 days. So
ridiculous. I can't believe that we're still doing this. COVID's over.
It's over. We're on to nuclear wars. That's it.
Does it ever get to a point? Wait, hold on.
Kyrie, the most unguardable player ever one-on-one? I think he is.
He's up there.
You know, what did he shoot? What did he have, 19 field goals?
Yeah, he went 15 for 19. Also, I think that like probably a good 9 of them were just completely uncontested because the Hornets played really bad defense. But yeah, he does hit impossible shots. Like the defense almost doesn't matter.
When I saw that stat, or I think you sent it to me, I thought, my God, man. I used to watch Allen Iverson and Kobe Bryant, and they would get 50 off of shooting 20 for 40 or 20 for 45.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
And this guy got it off, you know, 19 attempts.
Yeah, it's insane. Between him and Durant, they're two of the most efficient scorers maybe in the history of the league on the same team.
Yep.
Yeah, you got to look at it. I mean, we don't do research on this show, but if we did, they got to be up there, right? They got to be in the top 10 all time, those two.
For what?
Yeah, I mean,
scoring?
No, efficiency.
Oh, efficiency? Yeah, they're both on the 50-40-90 list.
They are 50, 40, on that
for full season. So, I mean, that itself, I think.
How many players are on that all time? Only like 10, right? Not even,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I think it's under 10.
I think we can name 50, some of them.
50-40-90? Huh. Wow.
Yeah, been, I think it's Kyrie, Durant, Steph, Steve Nash, actually.
Yeah, Larry Bird.
Wow, Larry did it? Wow. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
You know who just missed it? Was Jose Calderon.
No fucking way.
Yeah, wow. He was like a couple percentage points off, I think, one year.
That's wild. What was that? His what team was he like pretty good on?
That was the Raptors.
Toronto.
Right. Raptors legend. Also Knicks legend, Jose Calderon. He was going to run the triangle.
Right.
You know? That was a great time.
Did you say Nash or no?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Yeah, Nash's not there. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why, are you looking it up right now?
Yeah, Mark Price, Reggie Miller.
Mark Price. Right. Oh, Reggie's on there.
Nowitzki.
Oh, that makes sense.
That's a good one.
Malcolm Brogdon.
What?
Ooh.
Yeah. 2018-19, Malcolm Brogdon.
Okay.
And then outside of that, Nash did it four times, actually.
What?
Yeah.
Underrated all-time, Nash, as a shooter.
Four times, Nash.
That's wow. I thought it was twice, like, max.
So,
four times.
He has
Damn.
The most. Bird was two, Reggie was two, and then there's Nash with four. And that's it. That's your list right there.
Wow. That's wild. I guess Steph, he shoots way too many, like, too many attempts for him to have done that more than one time, right? You said Steph one, or
yeah,
or two.
Steph's got one. Yeah, he takes like wild shots. He doesn't
yeah,
care.
You got to consider the average distance for Curry versus
right.
these other guys. Like, must be way deeper. So,
oh yeah,
right. But so the trade happened after the 100th pod, right? The Simmons Harden trade.
No, before. Yeah, we talked about it.
Oh, we did talk
before.
About it. Okay, but we haven't seen it play out for the Nets yet. Will we ever see it play out for the Nets is the question. Is it going to happen? Like, we're not seeing anything about, like...
So the Nets play Philly tomorrow. Simmons is on the bench. And then the word is that he's going to practice a couple times this week, and then he's back. It seems like the Nets held him out. So that he wouldn't play this game. I think some people may think that that might be a Ben Simmons mental health thing. But I also think that he's looking to recoup the money that he lost by having to sit out from Philly. So I think this is kind of a way of I just in terms of optics, like if he's able to come back immediately after getting traded and like hit the ground running, it just doesn't look good for his argument that, you know, he was right. Sitting out for mental health. So that's kind of my theory on it. And then this whole back thing they were talking about, but then they're saying ramp up this, ramp up that. My guess would be Simmons is on the court against Dallas on the 16th. That's my guess, or like a game or two after that.
Okay, on the 16th. So
I mean, yeah. How many games are we talking about here that are left? There's about 15, 16?
Yeah, they got about 15.
Yeah, something like that. So maybe the last 10 wow. He plays.
I don't think he plays the season.
The whole season?
Yeah, I don't think we're going to see him this year.
Really?
Yeah.
That's just my personal take on it. I could be definitely wrong, but I just don't think he plays this year.
That game...
I'm way more worried about this mandate not getting lifted in time for the season to end than Simmons coming back. So my guess would be Simmons comes back, but I don't know if this mandate gets lifted before the end of the year. And then it doesn't matter anyway, because the Nets aren't going to win a playoff series if Kyrie can't play home games. It's just not going to happen.
I
don't understand this mandate.
I don't get it. Yeah.
What's the threshold for them to stop? Because then, like, today the percentage rate is under, like, 1.5%. So what's going to make them – if it hasn't happened already – I'm saying, like, what's going to change? Like, it should have happened by now.
Yeah, that's why I'm skeptical. It just feels like it's just not. It feels like they're just going to wait until the end of the year.
And he already had COVID, correct? Or has that been confirmed?
Yeah, he had it.
He had it.
Yep.
They saying he can be a spectator, but he can't be on the court.
He could sit courtside. He could invite 500 of his unvaccinated friends to sit next to him courtside. And they could watch every game for the rest of the year unmasked, but he's not allowed to play basketball.
It makes no sense. It makes no. It's insanity. Listen, I want nothing but dread for the Brooklyn Nets. No offense, Adam, but
no, yeah, but it's fine.
But I want to see Kyrie Irving play all the games because he's one of the most fun players to watch of all time, and. This is so stupid. It just pisses me off. I want to see them in the playoffs. I want to see them compete. I want to see what this team is made of. And for some reason, it makes no sense, man. It's so stupid. And I think it's not going to get lifted. I really don't.
Yeah, it would have happened by now, right?
Yeah.
It would have happened.
Yeah.
So what is this with... You said, I think you may have mentioned to Tony, that they can just pay the fine, the Nets, and have him play.
Yeah, what's up with that, Adam? Yeah, right.
But yeah, the NBA put the axe on it.
Oh, okay.
They're lobbying to get this mandate lifted, but they also put the kibosh on the idea that they were going to just kind of go over the top of like an actual mandate by paying the fine. That was in the I guess memo early on in the year. Somebody had released that recently, so that's kind of off the table.
Oh, okay.
If it does get lifted, I mean they're such a wild card right now. Just, I mean, you plug them into the playoffs anywhere 1 through 8, and I think that's a scary proposition, especially for a team like Miami or even Philly or Milwaukee. Like, I don't know, that's not the team you want to see in the first round.
No,
Miami, yeah.
No.
So yeah, it'll be interesting. See how it plays out.
Yeah, the East. The East is so competitive. I mean, it's going to be amazing. I'm so excited for the playoffs this year, even though, the Knicks won't be there, and maybe even the Nets won't be there. But there's so many good teams now, especially in the East, and we haven't had this competitive of an East, since, like, the 90s? Like, when's the last time the East's been this good? I can't even remember.
It's going to be more fun than the Western Conference, that's for sure.
Yeah. So what's up with the West here? Warriors are sinking. They need Draymond back. The Lakers, who the fuck knows at this point. The Suns are really good. The Grizzlies are really good. I don't know. Who's coming out of the West?
I love the Grizzlies. I think they're probably a year away, but they are so much fun to watch. They're my favorite team to watch right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think the Suns are like a clear favorite. I like Memphis too. I think they have a good chance to get to the conference finals. But to me, like, the Suns are just like a step above everybody. You know, Chris Paul's got the finger thing, but usually guys come back and they hit the ground running with that injury. And with Draymond Green and his back and the way the Warriors are playing, I don't know. I don't trust them in the playoff series against the Suns.
No, I think Suns are a better team.
Yeah. Now, what's
they've been there before, right? So, like, they didn't win it, so they're hungry.
But what's up with Chris Paul? Isn't he out for
he's
while?
He's out, but they have campaign. He's been going crazy.
I know.
15 assists in the game, and Crowder's great. Cam Johnson, he's hurt right now, but he's the whole team is Bridges. I mean,
yeah, this is gelling.
They're
right
just
now.
Solid.
Yeah,
really, really well coached. They're a really solid team.
Yeah, but is there any way the Lakers somehow salvage this? They get in the play-in game, and AD comes back healthy. They decide to just maybe sit Westbrook, and LeBron just like full on goes, you know, because he's still putting up crazy numbers. 19 years later, he's still putting up the same numbers. It's pretty amazing.
Well, he dropped what, 50 over 50 or yeah. something a couple yeah. nights ago?
56.
But then he was hurt. They said his knee like flared up like crazy. So when he's putting all that stress on it, he just can't do that routinely in a playoff series and that demanding. He just didn't have the legs for that anymore.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to
write them off.
Yeah. No AD, though. It's over. But
it's, I mean, I get it. You don't want to write them off, but I think the only way that they can really make some noise is if Anthony Davis comes back and just dominates and plays like the top three player in the NBA, which is like his potential. I've always said that when he's healthy and at his all-time high, he's the best player in the NBA. Sometimes he just looks that way. He's so dominant.
Yeah.
But you're asking a lot, right? You're asking him to A, dominate, and then B, stay healthy and on the court. I just don't see it happening.
Right. Right. And then the forgotten teams, the Jazz, the Nuggies, and
Nuggies. Is Murray coming back? Porter?
So I'm hearing Murray and Porter might be back.
Oh, wow. That's a game changer. That changes things.
But does it, like, you can't just sit out the entire year and then just go back into the game at a playoff level. It's just, I don't know.
That's the issue. Yeah, I was saying with Simmons, like, how are these guys just gonna jump into a playoff series?
Think about it. Simmons is fine, right? You're gonna ask him to come in, play defense, and pass the ball around. The other guys like Murray and Porter are gonna be, you know,
yeah,
they're offense.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, they're gonna be responsible for at least 15 a night. Yeah, it's a good point. Simmons actually, he has the perfect game almost to just like step in and just like help out, you know?
Yeah, so, plus he's not coming off like a serious injury.
Right. Just his quote unquote mental health. But
yeah.
I'm going to be watching the Jazz really quickly. I'm going to be more closely because I think they've had some kind of chemistry issues and some turmoil in the locker room. And if they get bounced out early, I could totally see them breaking this team up and then trying to figure it out, whether it be move Gobert or maybe even Mitchell if he demands a trade or forces a trade. But I could see them because they've just been doing the same thing year after year, right? They make the playoffs and then they stink.
Yeah, I'm thinking this might be the summer. We've been saying this our whole lives, the summer where the Knicks, you know, they make that big splash and they just give up a shit. Maybe like you said, Juice, maybe the Jazz just blow it up. We're going to start over. This isn't the team. Mitchell's chirping. He wants to go home to New York. Knicks give up, I don't know, three firsts. Maybe Randall. Who else? Fournier. throwing a bunch of people.
Yeah, it's always fun, but I don't know. I could see other teams coming in and making a play for Mitchell. But I would think that the Jazz want to keep him, and I would be more inclined to say the Jazz would trade Gobert.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure. I could see that. Now, the playing game. We're how many years into this? 2-3 years into this? I still don't get it. How does it work again? Can someone explain this to me?
So 7 and 8 play.
That's right. Seven and eight. Okay.
7 wins they're in. 8 would play the winner of the 9-10 game. The loser of the 9-10 game would be eliminated, and then 8 would play the winner of the 9-10 game for the 8 slot.
Okay, so 9 and 10 have a shot, basically.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a tournament. It's basically a mini tournament.
Got you. Yeah. I just wasn't sure how many teams were in play. Because, I mean, I guess technically... I guess technically the Knicks could still... I don't know where they're at now. They're probably like 12, but...
They're only a couple games out.
I'm looking at it now. They're 5 games out of 10 from Atlanta. Are they really?
Oh, wow.
They're not going to catch
Atlanta. Oh, wow.
Yeah, I didn't realize they were that far back.
Oh, okay. That's a long climb there. Yeah. Never mind. Oh, well. I thought we had something maybe to... I mean, you never know, but yeah, I don't think so. This team is unwatchable. Burke's 30 minutes a night. I mean, they got 2 in a row here. That they got Luka tonight, who's never beat the Knicks, we just found out.
Ever.
Did you know that, Adam? So
no, Knicks but I did know that Porzingis kept losing to the Knicks.
Right. But like Luka,
I remember that.
Luka's beat every team in the league except for the Knicks.
That's wild.
Yeah. Pretty sad.
By the way, we didn't talk about Dallas. I think Dallas is a serious dark horse in the West.
I do too. You know what? I don't know what it is. Maybe they're well coached. Obviously, Luka's playing like the MVP right now. I want to talk about that in a sec. Who's the MVP front runner right now? But I mean, you can make an argument for Luka. But they're one of those teams too, right? They're like one star player away from being like a force. Because I don't know, they're clicking with some of the role players. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I think just upgrading from Porzingis, who's always out, to Dinwiddie, who's like a nice secondary option for them.
Ball handler,
has really kind of they really started clicking after that.
They did. Like, I don't know who the player. Maybe Gobert goes there. Like, that might be, you know, a nice fit. But I feel like they're like one player away. But yeah, dark horse, you know, and that kind of brings me to my next point. Like, who's going to win the MVP this year? Have we ever had a tighter race in like our lives? I'm not even kidding. Like, it's flip flopped like a million times this season.
So top 5 got to be who? Ja, Embiid, Luka. Who am I missing?
Jokic. I think that's about it.
Wait, did you say Embiid? You say Embiid?
I said Embiid.
I was going to say, I thought Embiid was definitely going to be it. But I was looking at the standings. They're not near number 1 or 2, right?
No, they're actually up to 2 now.
They're 2 now? Okay. I'm going to go with Embiid. I'm going to say Embiid.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to say Embiid. I mean, he's been mostly healthy this season. And, I mean, just absolutely dominant. But, you know, Jokic, same thing. Luka, he's come on strong lately. Steph was, you know, in the beginning, maybe. Durant's been hurt too much. Giannis, though, he's still putting up consistent, crazy numbers, right? Does he lead the league in scoring? Yeah. I mean...
Yeah, he's up there, too. He's probably number 5 on that list.
That's what I'm saying, you know? And I feel like I'm missing someone here. Oh, Ja. Yeah, like, Paul, you think you said Ja.
Yeah,
but what's Ja's like numbers right now? I mean, is he averaging? Does he average 25 a game? I don't even know.
Let me see real quick.
Yeah,
it's got to be up there. He puts up. Let me see.
Check the basketball reference. Gotta love the basketball reference. But yeah,
I mean, all right. So he's averaging 28, 6, and 7.
Holy, wow. I was way off. I was going to say like 22 or 20. 28, damn. Okay. All right.
He's been killing.
So he's been on a tear.
Jesus.
But Embiid has just been end to end. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like there was no let off with him just from the beginning of the year to now. And I really think that Philly is the favorite in the East.
I think so too.
Like, we talk about all these teams, but how is it not Philly?
I still can't get them beating at Brooklyn for some reason. I think Brooklyn would beat them.
A healthy Brooklyn.
We'll know a lot more tomorrow.
Right.
Because you know they'll play, and I think both teams will be up for that game.
Simmons could be shitting his pants that whole game on that bench. Oh my god, the things they're gonna say to him. It's going to be brutal.
Oh, but, so by the way, I have a funny story. Today, in the elevator, so where the gym is, there's like a residential building, and we had to run in there for a sec. So in the elevator, I bumped into Big Fendi. So he lives in that building. Big Fendi is the person in the meme that Joel Embiid tweeted when Simmons got traded.
Oh yeah. Wow.
So there was I saw on Twitter before today that there was a huge petition that Sixers fans are trying to have him ring the bell.
Oh my god.
Oh wow.
You know,
wow.
Ring the bell.
The ultimate.
So the elevator opened and I saw him. I was like, yo, I was like, are you ringing the bell? He goes, nah, man. He goes, I wanted to, though. We both started laughing. And that was it. That was the end of the conversation.
I love that meme. He looks like, he kind of looks like Busta a little bit.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he does.
Yeah. But yeah, I love that. He's just standing there all. Yeah. That would be something. But yeah, they're clicking right now. The Sixers, they look good. No one talks about the Heat. I still think the Heat are a force. The Bucks, they're still my favorite. I think to win it all. No one talks about them at all. Yeah, the East is going to be fun, man. I think
you got to talk about the Celtics too. No,
the Celtics. Fuck, how did we not even mention the Celtics?
Yeah,
Jesus, they're the hottest team in the league.
Number one defense in the NBA.
Yeah. Oh wow, Jason Tatum just scored another bucket on the Nets. 54 on the Nets. I was loving it.
Yeah, we got him in the playoffs last year, though.
He's been my favorite player this year, and I'm biased too because I have him on my fantasy team, and I'm number one in the league. Jason Tatum, I'll ride with that guy. He's the man.
So is he an MVP candidate too?
I don't think so.
Nah. Well, probably because the first half of the season, the Celtics looked like they were in trouble. Everyone was talking about breaking them up. Bill Simmons was hate tweeting. It was not looking good. Adam was, you were probably loving it, obviously, but
I shoveled dirt on them.
Yeah, but they're clicking on all cylinders, man. Fucking
Time Lord
Williams killing it.
Yeah, he's good.
He's what?
Yeah, he's basically Jared Allen.
Yeah, yep. He's what I want Mitch Robinson to be. But
yeah,
I don't know.
But although I will say, Mitch Robinson's been playing very good.
Yes,
he has. Yeah.
He left the last game like unexpectedly, like a few minutes in. It was like weird. I don't know.
He got sick. The Knicks are up by 14 right now over Dallas, actually.
Ooh.
That doesn't mean anything. I mean, they've blown all types of leads this year. They've also came back on all types of leads. They're just, I don't know.
Strange year.
Strange year. They also, Adam, I don't know if you know this, Knicks are the only team to have four players on their squad score 40-plus points, which is... bizarre.
Really? Wait, yeah. Hold on. Who are they? Let's see. Hold on. Wait. RJ Barrett.
Yeah.
Randall.
Yeah.
Kemba?
Yeah, Kemba. Dropped 44 one game.
Yep.
And then who else? Quickly?
No. I'll give you... Fournier. Yeah, he dropped 41 one game. Yeah. I think it gets the Celtics. He like loves to feed on the Celtics.
Oh, I think I remember that game.
Yeah. Yeah, the Kemba thing... Kemba had a string of like three or four games where he was like dominant. It was like bizarre, and then fell off the face of the earth again. I don't know what happens to him, but maybe he'll back up someone on a, you know, maybe he'll go back to Charlotte and play one last year or something. I think he's done.
So let me ask you guys a question. If you could do it over again at the trade deadline, there was the rumor of that Kemba Walker, Evan Fournier, and whatever other trash for Westbrook and a 2027 one.
No.
Would you do that?
No.
I'm done with Westbrook, man. See, okay. I can't even say Westbrook anymore. I can only say Westbrook. Like, it's just like, I don't know. He's so delusional and just like such a...
I'm telling you, man. He's going to snap. He's going to snap one day.
I know.
I've been saying it for months. He's going to snap. Now, you saw the conference he was saying, like, leave my family out of it. Like, this is my dad's last name that he worked so hard for. Like all these things.
This is like ridiculous. This guy's a flat.
Yeah, he's gonna snap. He's gonna snap.
Come on, you make $48 million.
Spearhead the whole cupcake thing.
What's up?
You remember that whole cupcake thing with Durant? It wasn't with Durant. Like, spearhead on that.
Oh yeah. You can tell he's so sensitive. He can like, come on, bro. This is part of the deal. Like it's nothing.
And think about it. It's like you're a big big, big college fan.
Yeah.
Like some of the things that get chanted or said to players, like in that arena, are insane. Somebody calls you Westbrook. That's PG.
Nothing. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
you know, like exactly. I brought this up to Adam. You know, when Steve Kerr played at Arizona, his father was killed in Beirut, and when they went to play like Arizona State, they were chanting POW.
Yeah,
all this crazy.
He had to I think he had to leave the court, or he was like hysterical crying like on the court.
That's fucking.
I think they had to stop the game and tell the fans to shut the fuck up, kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know, Westbrook is rated G. Come on, like Westbrook. I mean, you know, like give me a break. You make $48 million a year. I don't feel bad for him. This is all him. He's got to change his mentality. He's not the guy he was in 2009.
No.
Yeah, he definitely is not.
He's delusional.
He is. I mean, I definitely don't like that, you know, his family has to, you know, bear the brunt of a lot of it. But, I think it's over. It's, you know, he'll probably just go play on some, like, shit team next year. You know, get his stats.
He's so gifted and so talented that he could easily, like, you know, all right, if he's struggling shooting, fine. I'm going to bust my ass on defense. I'm going to rebound as best I can and pass the ball and try to average as many assists as I can. He could do all those things and he'd be a hero.
Yeah.
I
bet he's just like, you can't talk to him. Like, I bet LeBron has tried, you know what I mean, putting his arm around him, and it's just like, get off. You know, I feel like he's just the most stubborn player in the league, period. Like, he just really is. So, I don't know.
This might be it for him.
Yeah, this might be it.
I
thought that, like, as banged up and as, like, John Wall hasn't played basketball in years, and they wouldn't even, you know, they couldn't trade Westbrook for John Wall. That's pathetic.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy? When the Rockets traded Paul for Westbrook, they had to give up assets with Paul to get Westbrook. If you think about that right now, imagine giving up assets with Westbrook to try to get Chris Paul. Like,
yeah,
that was only a couple years ago.
Yeah,
like how much things have changed. Also, maybe that's a testament to Paul, who just like keeps you know playing at the same level.
Yeah, it's weird how Westbrook this time last year he was like pretty good. He came on strong and
that's right. He had that nice stretch.
Yeah, he got the Wizards into the play-in. I don't think that's happening again. But, you know, sometimes guys go home. You know, he's an L.A. kid. And it's just like, it goes to shit. I mean, look at Marbury, right? When he went.
Yep. Yeah.
When he went to. I mean, when he was on the Nets, they were still Jersey. He was good. But when he went to the Knicks, it was pretty bad. So.
He was good on the Nets, but the team was horrible.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was he was real good on the Nets. So, yeah. What when's the tournament start, Paul Strader? College.
Next week. Thursday.
Okay. All right. So we'll get into that in the next pod. I mean, what are the teams right now to like look out for?
There's a whole bunch. It's pretty wide open. I still don't think anyone's gonna beat Duke, Baylor, or Gonzaga. It's gonna be one of those three. But outside of that, I mean it's there's no dominant team. It's wide open this year. I mean, Duke just lost, you know, North Carolina at home. North Carolina sucks this year.
Right. Is Coach K, is this it? Like, do we see maybe
he's done.
Do we see him? No, he hasn't come back and coach one last game so he can get a win.
So, I can't.
that's pretty bad.
I really don't want them to win at all. I mean, can you just imagine the media like fawning over Duke and Coach K forever?
Pretty loaded, though. They're a pretty good team.
They're really good.
Yeah,
they're the most talent for sure. But
Italian Melo.
Italian Melo. Yeah,
I like him.
He's huge,
legit.
Yeah,
legit.
I'm excited for some of these players that are going to be in the top of the draft this year.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Chet. I can't wait for Chet. And he's on a good team, too. So, you know, we'll see what he does.
You know, it's interesting with Chet that he's like such a – I feel like he's such a hard guy to project in the NBA. Like, the first thing that comes to mind is Porzingis. But, like, I don't know. Like he seems very different than Porzingis. Like, other than, like, his, like, lanky body and his height and the fact that he can shoot a little bit. Like, there's I feel like there's more to him than that.
Right.
So, I don't know. He's a tough guy. He's a tough guy to project. Very unique.
Very unique.
He's one of a kind. I don't know. I mean, when he puts on weight, he's going to be scary. But
yeah, I would take him one.
I would too.
If he
most
put,
potential for sure.
If he
him put, or Jabari.
Yeah.
Jabari Smith on Auburn.
Yeah, Jabari's
it's
got
between
the
those two.
He's got the body. I mean, he's like he's NBA ready. I think Ivy too, NBA ready. Banchero.
Purdue.
Yeah. Yeah. Those will probably be the top four, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
They just showed that Patino just lost Iona to Ryder, like a big upset. So he won't be in the tournament. They had a great year, but so hard. Just one and done in these tournaments. So it's crazy.
Yeah. What? Where's the Final Four this year?
I'm not sure. Probably either Indy, San Antonio, New Orleans. One of those.
Yeah, it's always, I feel like, one of those. Or like Dallas or, you know, Atlanta.
Yeah, I'm not, you know, I'm not sure.
One of those big arenas.
It's in New Orleans.
Ah, there you go.
Ooh, nice.
Look, New Orleans. Yep.
New Orleans.
Stupid dome.
There we go.
How does Syracuse get in? They got to win out?
Yep, they got to win a tournament. They've blown so many games this year. They could easily have like over 20 wins, but it's time for Mr. Boeheim to go. Enjoy.
They get
the,
Duke, I think, next, no?
Tomorrow at noon, but nobody Boeheim, so they're going to get smoked. Yeah. Going to get smoked.
Yeah.
Hey, you never know. I feel like when that this time of year, that zone comes out, it's like, I don't know, teams are just like
Yeah, this is the time of year now, so I'll be watching, yeah. But he's got to retire, man. It's 80 years old. Go enjoy life. But I guess he figures it's like the paternal route. These guys can't
wait, time out. So he must have been like in his almost 60s when he had these two kids, right?
Yeah. Like, yeah. Early 60s.
Wait, but you compared Boeheim to Paterno, but Boeheim got through a pedophilia scandal.
Yeah.
I know. Was he involved in one?
Yeah.
What's that?
Was he involved in a pedophilia scandal?
No, yeah. No. It was kind of. It was on the heels of like Penn State, so the media was. They felt like idiots that they missed it for this long, so they were searching for like, this next thing, and it turned out one of their assistant coaches, like one of his like the older guys, he was a gay guy, like with like a younger guy in his like 20s, but they just pretty much outed a gay guy, and that was it.
Oh, nothing, okay, all right.
Nothing, all right. Nothing ever happened.
Right.
Not to see here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah. So we'll see. We should talk about
NFL. Transition.
Yeah, we got to transition to NFL. A bunch of big things happened yesterday. We got, I guess we got to start with the big trade. Russell Wilson, your boy, Juice, going to Denver.
I hate that guy. I think what happened was John Elway's been trying to get a quarterback for years now. Years. Like, even years ago when they overdrafted, they jumped ahead of the Cowboys and drafted, like, Paxton Lynch. And I think he thought he had in his mind that he has a real legitimate shot to get Aaron Rodgers. And when Aaron Rodgers, decided to stay in Green Bay, I think he went nuts and just said, all right, that's it. He picked up the phone, called Seattle, whatever you guys want. Here you go.
My favorite part of that was, like, immediately after they announced the trade, Aaron Rodgers had to tweet out, hey, these aren't the final details. It was almost like, hey, look at me. Like, don't let the news cycle pass me by. Like, I was dying.
Right, right. Yeah. So that was the other big story. Is Rodgers, he's staying in Green Bay, Packer for life. So all that for nothing.
Was
right?
It a four-year deal, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Four? Okay.
And you got to think you're going to get the best Rodgers those 4 years. I mean, it's almost like he's gotten better with age. I think he'll get that second Super Bowl within those 4 years and then call it a day. But who knows? They're always right there, but, you know.
Who do you think won that Russell Wilson trade?
Well, particulars? What's the particulars of the trade?
So it was two firsts, two seconds. Noah Fant, an offensive lineman they really liked,
Drew Locke.
Drew Locke.
And Drew Locke.
So here's my question, right? Like, Denver gives up all of that to get Russell Wilson, and you still have the third best quarterback in the division.
Yeah.
Right? That's right?
Yeah, possibly.
Yeah. At best, second.
I'm on the side. I think, you know, it's interesting. The Jets got pretty much the same thing for Jamal Adams. The Jets made out.
Yeah.
The Jets did really well. I don't know, man.
Yeah.
I think Russell Wilson, it looks to me like he's on the downside of his career. He doesn't look good lately. I could be wrong, but I don't know. His injuries, and he doesn't have that Legion of Boom defense or that, you know, Marshawn Lynch running back. He doesn't look the same.
No.
And my other thing would be, and I agree with you, Josh, but my other thing is, like, was Denver, like, that close to being, like, this, like, elite team? Like, where that's they can, oh, okay, like, we got Russell Wilson. Now we're there. Like, I don't know.
No.
Right. You make this trade if you're close, right? Especially in that division, you think you could really make a move. They're not anywhere near that.
They gave up one of their pass catchers in Fant. Like, I thought maybe if they kept Fant, I'm like, all right, Fant, Judy, they got some guys, right?
Right.
But you trade Fant, you trade all these picks. So how do you build around Wilson, who's older anyway? In a division with Mahomes, I really don't get it for them.
Yeah.
No, that division is – the AFC in general is – so it's brutal.
They were 7-10, but I feel like they scrapped, like, each – week was a different you know, battle, and they scrapped to get 7 wins. Now you just traded a bunch of your guys that helped you get those 7 wins.
Yeah.
I don't know, unless, you know.
We'll see.
I mean, they definitely have the running backs, they have wide receivers, right? They have Russell Wilson, that's great, but they're really going to have to, without the picks, like, I don't know what their cap situation is, but they're going to have to really shore up the defense.
Right.
Yeah. We'll see.
You know, here's a fun one. If you're a fan of an NFC team, like me and Josh are fans of the Giants, like, you look at the NFC, right? So you have Rodgers, and then you have Matt Stafford. Who's the third best quarterback in the NFC? Is it Dak?
Wow.
Is it Dak Prescott? Is it Kyler Murray? I mean, there's almost nobody left in the conference. Kirk Cousins? Right. Like, there's really nobody.
True. I didn't even think about that. It's pretty bleak.
You know, between Brady retired, Russell Wilson's not there anymore. There's just, you know, I don't know. There's not, you know, the quarterback situation now in the NFC is interesting.
I just want to hear Mad Dog talk about Kirk Cousins all day. That's all I want.
He's the man.
Was he on today?
He was, actually. I had it on for a little bit.
I didn't see any clips.
I didn't see any clips. Yeah. He's been – the clips have
he
been great.
Kind of calm. It was in person, so he was – I don't know. He was a little relaxed today for his
standards. I wish they'd make that permanent.
I mean, that's hot take porn right there, those two.
Yeah, they need to stay together permanently.
Yeah,
but
I love it.
What's Seattle going to do now? Now they have no quarterback, and why do they really want to keep Pete Carroll for this?
Yeah, I think this is a lose-lose for everybody involved. Seattle did was get back to even from all the trades that all the picks they gave the Jets, and they gave up their quarterback. So now they got Drew Locke and Geno Smith competing for the number one gig over there.
They cut
Wagner too. They cut Wagner today.
Yep.
Yeah, they're full rebuild mode. I'm kind of shocked that Wilson went to Denver, right? Like, all the rumors were like he wanted to go to this, like, you know, some big market, like Chicago or New York or LA.
Well, he definitely had some say in it, because I read on Twitter that two of the teams that they offered to Russell Wilson were Washington and Philadelphia, and he said, I refuse to go to both.
Wow.
Huh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So they were saying the Giants made out really well, because he didn't go there, and the other trade was that went to Washington.
Yeah,
so the Giants made out really well today.
That's another one.
Old
man.
Friend Carson Wentz back in the division.
Jesus, wow, pretty brutal. The Commanders By the way, here's a hot take. I love their I like the not love. I like the new uniforms, the Commanders. I like it.
Okay.
No.
I gotta see.
I think they should just disband the franchise. Honestly.
Yeah.
They. I don't know.
They have the worst owner, right?
Yeah.
Like, I know everyone says Dolan. Ooh, Vivek is up there. There's some bad owners, but he's the worst.
He is. I mean, he's in the top five. I'd throw Woody in there, too. You know?
Worst stadium, too.
Yeah, that stadium, I heard, is brutal. Like, brutal. Like, you think it's hard to get out of the Meadowlands? It's like, that one's, like, maybe worse. And it's ugly, you know?
Guys, the Knicks are up 25.
Doesn't matter.
It's not safe.
25 with 5 minutes to go. They'll lose.
Yeah, it's not safe enough. It's not safe enough.
28. What the hell's going on?
Are they really about to win three in a row? Are they really about to win three in a row?
Let's all bet Dallas right now. I'm telling you.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Make some money.
You know, we didn't talk about RJ Barrett's renaissance here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's creeping up.
He's been pretty good.
He's shooting 30% now. I'm very impressed.
In 2022, he actually is shooting 41 from three. So, you know, he's
a baby. He's still a baby.
He's still a baby.
He's looking good.
He's looking good.
He's playing good enough to be the centerpiece of a Donovan Mitchell trade.
Oh, stop that! No, he needs to be paired with Donovan. In my mind, RJ is the only, maybe not the only untouchable. I'd keep Grimes. I don't know. Who else would you keep? Literally anyone else can go, to be honest.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The thing that I get mad is, like, RJ Barrett will have a great game, whether it's his 48-point game or whatever he scored, right? Or he'll have, like, a 25-point game and have some other nice stats. The next three games, he'll shoot, like, 4 for 16 or 6 for 21. It's just always the same thing.
I think a lot of that does have to do with, like, you know, is he the guy yet? Are we giving him the keys? Or, you know, because Randall, he wants his touches. He still thinks he's probably the man. You know what I mean? So it could be a lot of that. Plus, they don't have a point guard. So, it's like no one's feeding him, getting him in his spots, like none of that shit. So.
Right.
I don't. Who knows? Who knows? Again, he's only 21. Let's see how it plays out. But yeah. Have you have all you watched Winning Time now?
Yeah,
I've seen the first episode
yesterday.
Juice, have you watched it?
I have not.
Oh.
Okay. But it's okay. I kind of know. You're not going to spoil anything.
It's a true story, so we're not going to spoil anything. But I love it. I think it's so good. I mean. I talked about this, I think, on the last pod. I read the book, Showtime, by Jeff Perlman a few years ago, and it was amazing. And so the show kind of reflects that. But, you know, Adam McKay production, and it's completely an Adam McKay movie, you know what I mean? John C. Reilly as Jerry Buss, and I love the Jerry West guy.
I guess each of you, since you guys watched it, each of you, is there something that you didn't know, were surprised by?
Yeah. Jerry West is a total nut job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I knew he was crazy, but goddamn. Yeah.
Interesting. I'm excited.
That was the thing that popped out for me.
Yeah. And I didn't know Jerry West is such like a party guy, like a chill.
Oh,
like,
that I knew. Guy. Yeah. Oh, yeah. He was Hugh Hefner before Hugh Hefner. I mean, well, I guess Hugh Hefner was Hugh Hefner. I guess Hugh Hefner was Hugh Hefner, back in the 70s, but. Yeah, he was definitely, and just like the nicest guy, like, you know, just easygoing, not a kid, you know, because I mean he struggled to like pay for to buy the team, but he didn't give a fuck. Right. He made it work, and it's definitely Jerry West. Like, you know, I knew he was a psycho. I knew he was kind of crazy, but maybe they exaggerated it a little bit, but like, you know, he's saying dropping the F bomb like every like 2 seconds, and. Throwing shit through glass. But yeah, I think obviously I read it in the book, but I guess the thing I didn't know, Juice, was that he wanted Sidney Moncrief and not Magic. He didn't want to draft Magic. He was like adamant about it. Like he was pissed when they drafted him.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. Like real mad. And I think that had to do with because he was the man, right? Up until 1979, 1980, Jerry West was the Lakers. I mean, and then he was the logo, too. So I think he kind of low-key knew Magic was like going to be the next big thing and didn't want him to take his shine, which he did. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
He was right about that.
Right? Where's Jerry West now on the pantheon of Lakers greats? Is he fifth best? Right?
Let me think.
A player?
Let's do the Lakers top five right now. It's going to be hard to do. But
Kareem Magic. One.
Yeah.
Whoa. Okay. No, not Kobe one? I mean, you can make the argument. It's Kobe, Magic, or Kareem.
I think Kareem. I don't know. It's so hard.
It's really hard between those three. But those are, arguably, you could say those are the top three. And then, I guess LeBron. He's not even really a Laker.
No,
yeah, Shaq.
Not LeBron.
Will Chamberlain? Damn, they have so
much. Wilt, Shaq.
Wilt was like late career, wasn't he? And he got that one ring.
Yeah, he was a Sixer. Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't even consider Wilt a Laker.
But then you could say the same thing about Kareem. He was a Buck. Shaq was a Magic. Yeah. He was a Heat.
but Kareem was in Milwaukee for like a year or two, I think.
I forget how many years, but he won a title there.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess you could say it's Magic or Kobe, I think, just because they were Lakers their whole careers and each won five titles. I don't know. It's a tough one, but the Lakers, it's a really good show. It's very much like a 70s, and then it gets into the 80s like show, like the way it's filmed. Is kinda, a reflection.
Kind of reminds me of semi-pro.
Like, yes,
definitely.
Well, Adam McKay. Yeah. That was an Adam McKay production.
Yeah.
So makes sense.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And speaking of that, Will Ferrell was in his semi-pro getup at the Warriors game randomly the other night.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Somehow we forgot about Nick Van Exel on the Pantheon for Lakers.
Oh, shout outs. Oh.
Yeah.
Nice.
Eddie.
First
Jones.
Team all lefty.
I love Nick Van Exel. I had the Nick Van Exel jersey back in the day.
His crossover is still.
Whew.
Yeah. Yeah, he was on some bad Lakers teams. You know, he was like between the Magic and Kobe eras. You know, it was like him and Eddie Jones. Actually, he was in the beginning.
Eddie Jones. Those teams are fun. They had like Vlade Divac, Sabalos.
Yeah.
Eldon Campbell.
Yeah. Yeah, that was like those were like the last like forum teams, and then I guess did he win a title with like the first Shaq Lakers teams? Was he on?
I don't know if he ever got a title. That's a good question.
Like, was he on any of those Exel? Teams? Van Exel?
I feel like he wasn't.
I don't think so.
I want to say he.
I don't think he was.
I want to say he was like the 2000 to 2001 team. I don't know. But yeah, it's a fun show. So it's an hour show. I was shocked by that. I thought it was going to be like a half hour. There's 10-hour shows. So, pretty serious show.
Yeah, it's going to get good.
It's going to get real good. Adrian Brody plays Pat Riley. I can't wait for that. Because he's a huge, huge character in that book in Showtime.
Showtime, right?
Yeah, and then now he's a huge character in Blood in the Garden, which Paul finished.
First book I read in 20 years.
You're like, take that, BD Love. I finally read. He's so proud
so
of you.
Good, though.
He's so proud.
Everyone should watch it. It's really good. I mean, not watch it. Read it.
Read it. Yeah, yeah.
I'll check it out.
I'm dragging along. That's the next HBO show. You know, I could see that being made into a show eventually. That'd be amazing. Because that's this show, Winning Time, it's like, you know, it's like late 70s and then the 80s, but like Blood in the Garden would be like definitely a reflection of the 90s. That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
What else in Winning Time? I'm trying to think what other
You know what I like? The after show with Rick Fox.
Yeah, that was cool. He had on McKay. And,
I didn't watch that. I didn't see that.
Yeah. He had on.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Yeah, just talking about it and stuff. That was pretty cool. So, yeah, man.
Also, the guy that plays Magic, he really looks like him.
Oh, yeah.
He really does.
Yeah, they casted that perfectly. I don't even know the guy's name, but that was perfect casting. The Kareem guy, too, he kind of looks like him. You know, that was
Larry Bird. Like a god, yeah, he does.
Oh, God, Larry Bird, yes. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, that's going to be funny. That was a good one too. I'm pretty pumped for this. Yeah, I mean, you know, they saved basketball, Magic and Larry, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
yep.
Adam McKay talks about it in the after show how the NBA was like eighth or ninth most popular sport before they came on. You know, people cared about golf and they cared about, obviously, baseball and football. Maybe not the eighth or ninth, but like it was an afterthought. You know, everyone was doing blow and you know what I mean? Like, it was kind of like everyone was doing drugs in the league. They didn't get paid that much.
Yeah, the old joke was that the games used to be on tape delay. Like, they wouldn't even show them live on TV. It would just be a taped game.
Yeah. Yeah, and, there was some popular teams, but, yeah, it was, those two saved the league, so. Pretty cool. So what else is going on in the world? Anything? Anything that pops out?
Oh, the Batman came out.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, saw it. Yeah, I saw it.
So you, it was good?
So you two saw it, right?
Was it dark? Like, really dark or no?
Yeah, it was pretty dark. I think they try to go make it, like, the crime detective route. It was good.
I loved it.
Who was the Batman? It was Pattinson?
Robert Pattinson. Yeah. I used to think he was kind of a Streisand, but...
he's a good actor.
Yeah. I mean...
He was definitely very emo for a Batman.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
I heard the movie's emo. Like, yeah.
It's kind of like if Pete Wentz was going to play Batman.
Oh, jeez. Or Pete Davidson.
No, it was good, though. I mean that in a good way. It was really good.
Or Skeet Davidson?
Yeah, like one of those guys.
Like the motivations for this movie were like Kurt Cobain and the Zodiac Killer.
Yes. Yep. Yeah.
Okay. Very, very different, but it was good. Very good.
Who was the Riddler?
Paul Dano.
Paul Dano.
Oh, he was Dan great. Moore.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah. He's a really good actor.
Yeah. He is, yeah.
Yeah, he was really good in this.
He's creepy. Yeah, he's creepy, like, regardless. So I thought that was perfect casting. I definitely want to see it. Obviously, a big Batman fan. It's tough to be, like, was it better than, I don't know, The Dark Knight? You know, those movies? Those are tough to beat.
I think The Dark Knight is probably one of the best movies ever made. So it's hard.
Agreed.
I won't say it's better than The Dark Knight.
That's in my
top
10.
I agree. Yeah, it wasn't better than The Dark Knight, but it was good. I could have used a little comic relief, honestly, this one. It was just nonstop. Like, you didn't even, like dark isn't even the word. It was just like there was no sunlight.
Yeah, it was raining the entire movie.
Yeah, it was raining the whole movie.
Oh, they probably did that intentionally. Okay. Interesting.
It felt kind of like I don't know if you guys saw the Joaquin Phoenix Joker.
Yes. Oh, that's too much. Yeah.
It was that kind of vibe the whole movie. Not quite that dark, but it was dark.
That's...
Oh, wow. But even in that movie, there are funny parts. Like, this movie, there's no jokes, no comedy whatsoever.
Wow.
Interesting. I want to watch it. Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely want to see it. I mean, I haven't been to a movie in the theater. I couldn't even tell you how long, but I may go out for this one. I remember going to see The Dark Knight. That was like an event. Like that. I remember seeing that in IMAX. At like 3 a.m. at the Palisades. That was awesome.
Yeah.
So, but I'm excited for a new Batman. I know they keep,
it's 3 hours, but like you're engaged the whole time.
Oh, it is
like,
a 3-hour movie. Like,
this is good. Okay. It's good though.
There's a lot of good actors. Like,
Zoe Kravitz plays Catwoman, right?
John Turturro. Right?
Yeah. John Turturro. Yeah.
He's
in it.
Nice.
Yeah. There's a lot of people. Colin Farrell.
Oh, wow.
I haven't heard. He's the Penguin.
Unrecognizable as the Penguin.
Wait, what?
Completely unrecognizable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had no idea. This is the first time I'm finding out that Colin Farrell's in that movie and
Colin
he's playing
Farrell's
the Penguin.
Wow. Yeah, he's great in it, actually. I love his like accent and whole, like, he's good.
I thought it was
Holy
only...
Shit. I just looked at the picture online. Wow.
I thought,
yeah, if we didn't tell you it was Colin Farrell, you'd never guess it was Colin Farrell.
I thought only the Riddler and Catwoman were the only characters. Wow, I didn't know the Penguin was in it.
The dude from Westworld is Commissioner Gordon. You know the guy. Shit, what's his name? The black guy, bald guy?
Yeah, I was forget his name. Bernard, yeah. What's his real name?
Yeah, Bernard.
God damn it. I always forget.
Yeah. He's a big Knicks fan.
So yeah. Michael Red, David Ray?
Nets fan. That's what it is. Yeah. It's Jeffrey Wright.
Yep. That's it.
He's a big Nets fan, right?
Yep. Big Nets fan. Yeah, nice. Yeah. He's our most famous fan, I think.
You got Mr. Whammy.
Yeah, we have Mr. Whammy and we got Bernard.
How's Mr. Whammy doing? He's still going to all the games?
Yeah, he's still there. He's still doing his little like voodoo thing. And he still thinks it works. I don't know.
So what does Gas get to this summer?
Oh boy.
Oh man. It's getting brutal.
I'm thinking it's gonna peak out at six.
Six?
Six or seven. Maybe eight. Yeah, in that range.
I mean, that's.
I'm going to take the under.
I mean, California maybe, but, you know, it sucks because.
What is it now?
450, I think, yeah.
450?
In New York, at least.
I paid 490 something for Super the other day.
Oh, my God.
It's bad. It's getting really bad.
It's
like 450, and it's beginning of March. What happens when the weather and people are driving?
Yeah, it's brutal. I mean, I think. So I work from home. Paul, you have a short commute, obviously. Adam, you too.
Yeah.
But like Juice, like I don't know, like you have a little bit of a commute. I mean, this is like fucking brutal. No, I mean,
yeah,
it's
gonna be bad.
And it's not even just gas. It's groceries. It's flights. It's literally everything. And I don't know where it ends. It's interest rates. And on top of that, I mean, it's obviously, you know, a crisis going on in Europe and Ukraine. And I don't know. I tell you what, I'm avoiding the news at all costs. I mean, usually I like tune in a little bit. I'm just like, it's just, you know, it's like a never ending, you know, cycle of just like.
Yeah, I stopped.
Yeah.
The news is just, you get sucked into it. So I just completely kind of.
And if I'm a betting man, I don't think anything really happens. I feel like it just stays in this state of like Russia invading Ukraine. That's it. No other countries get involved. But like we just get hit financially with the inflation, and I don't know when that ends. But
yeah,
I don't know.
It's tough.
I don't know.
Bad for the Uber drivers.
Yeah. Oh God, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, Uber drivers.
That's a tough gig right now.
They're not super pumped.
DoorDash, all that stuff.
Has anyone seen that?
It's
I watched
good.
The first episode. I wasn't into
it. I haven't watched it yet.
Josh, I like I'm kind of with you. It was a little cheesy.
I thought they tried to make it
better. Okay.
Yeah, the first episode, I feel like they tried to make him out to be like Wolf of Wall Street. I don't know. Like, it was just so cheesy when he was just like, "You're not super pumped."
Yeah, it was so corny.
And at the end, like, where the guy was just like, "All right, we're just going to remove the word cab. we're a ride-sharing service. All right, come on, give me a break." The actual story is very interesting, but the show is...
They were reaching.
Well, I think he got in trouble, didn't he? He's not the CEO anymore.
No. He owns actually like less than 10% now.
Yeah, something happened. I think like
sexual misconduct.
They did play a lot of Pearl Jam on the first episode, which I liked.
Pretty much
every song in the episode was Pearl Jam.
Yeah, that's a creator, Brian Kopelman, because he's creator of Billions. He's a big like, because I guess before
rock guy.
Yeah, well, big like '90s alternative guy for sure. He's always he's always playing that type of music because I guess he used to be. A music scout or something, or I don't know. So he was something in the music industry before he started writing shows and movies. But yeah, so yeah, I gotta watch Super Pumped, and I'm so behind on Billions. I don't know. I don't know. We'll see.
It's pretty good.
Are there any good shows like coming up on the pipeline?
I don't know. Right now, for me, it's Winning Time.
Plenty of time.
Yeah, that's the only show I'm really watching. I finished.
I gotta finish Breaking Bad. Is that any good? Oh, God.
I watched Inventing Anna, Anna Delvey.
Oh my God!
Wow, that accent was really good. Actually,
her voice is crazy.
Stupid Wire.
That being said.
It got so annoying. It was kind of entertaining, but it was just like,
I liked it.
I liked it, but it was just like, and it's supposedly like that accent. That's how the real chick talked. She talked like
okay.
That was a good acting job, but it was just annoying. You know, I was like,
she's up in she's in Orange County. She's not far away from us.
Who? Anna Delve?
She's in Goshen. Yeah, basically.
Oh, she's not in Bedford?
No, she's in Goshen County Jail.
Wow.
Not Goshen County, Orange County in Goshen. Oh. Yeah, so.
Not in Bedford Hills. I feel like all the famous women convicts go to Bedford Hills.
Yeah.
Oh, there's an Anytime Fitness over there.
Shout outs.
In Bedford?
In Bedford Hills, yeah.
Martha Stewart.
Ooh,
Tilly.
Yeah, Tilly.
Tilly.
I was waiting for that.
Oh my god.
Tilly. Well, I think Anna Delvey was in Bedford Hills for after Rikers.
Wow.
For a little bit.
Can you imagine her and Tilly having a conversation? Oh my god.
Tilly, like,
oh, can we do like a 3-part voice note series where you play both characters?
I'll have this ready for next pod for sure. Oh my god.
Tilly, those shoes are gross. My dad will send you wire.
What are you, poor?
You poor? Oh, shit. Anyway, anything else?
Yeah. That's it, Juice.
Yeah, I'm just excited about all this basketball.
Juice, take it easy on the pills, please.
I might snort a muscle relaxer.
Did you get the heating pad or no?
Oh yeah, did it kick in yet? Did it kick in yet?
No, I don't think so. I'm good.
Okay. You'll be all right. It's not going to stop you from golfing, ever.
You're going to have to kill me.
Oh, speaking of golf, Tiger Woods inducted to the Hall of Fame tonight. I got to watch.
What do you mean? He hasn't been in for this whole time?
No.
They should have put him in when he was like 20.
Yeah, they could have put him in 20 years ago.
That's crazy. He's getting inducted on like Wednesday, March 9th. Like it's
yeah. Well, it's before weird. it's before this weekend is the PGA Players.
Oh,
Championship.
Got you.
It's like the unofficial
start of the season.
It's like the fifth major. Yeah, the start of the season.
So. Yeah, true.
Yep, tonight he got inducted.
Okay.
Bye. The GOAT.
Hi, Tiger.
What is it? What channel is that on?
It was on Golf Channel.
Golf. You would think that'd be like a big deal. Like it'd be on ESPN or something. Like it's a big deal, you know?
Yeah, I think it is. But I don't know. Maybe because he's still like actively playing.
Still playing, yeah. Yep. And no baseball this year. Oh, well. I don't think anyone cares, really.
I definitely don't.
Yeah.
No.
It's funny how we've gotten.
See people like.
Yeah,
I see people freaking out on Twitter. I'm just like, what? Like, you know, whatever.
I don't care at all. I know we've talked about this so many times on this podcast, but it's just like we've lost interest, and now it's just like I care less. Really can't.
Yeah. You know what? They'll figure it out and play a shortened year, and we'll wake up in September.
Exactly.
When it's like competitive. Yeah, when there's like 10 games left.
I tell you what, though, I can't wait. But you know. For the NBA playoffs, because we need some joy in our lives, right? Like with all the shit going on. So
NFL draft.
Yeah. More sports. Spread the sports, not war or whatever.
Exactly. For sure.
Anyway.
So all right, let's we'll talk next pod.
Should we take care of comb our hair?
Yeah. Knicks are up by, hold on, 48.
A daft. Okay.
Actually 27 at halftime, so pretty good.
Yeah, we'll see.
All right, take care.
All right, take care, Comey. Peace. Bye.